We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
One of Cal McNair's favorite players. How do you celebrate becoming the minority owner of the Houston Texans or minority principal owner of the Houston Texans? You sign one of your favorite players. Neville Hewitt, who led the league in special teams tackles last year, once referred to by Cal McNair as a tackling machine, he's reached an agreement on a one-year deal to return to the Houston Texans. So Cal McNair.
Special teams guy.
Special teams guy. Yep. Good guy. I mean, led the NFL in special teams tackles last year.
Yeah.
He was nasty.
Yeah.
He's here.
A linebacker from the Jets who's a tackling machine.
There you go. That's how we celebrate, Cal.
Cal's already putting his stamp on things. Listen here, Nikki. We're signing Neville Hewitt.
I don't know if he had to convince him. That seems like kind of a Cal type of or a Nick Caserio type of guy.
He is very smart.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he is.
And we'll see what happens with Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan's NFL draft. I would say it's a month and a day away, but if stuff holds up for the Texans, it's going to be a month and 2 days away.
Yeah.
So we may not see the Texans drafting until that Friday, which I'm good, man.
I'm good with it.
I just want to relax, low key, chill, watch the draft, take it in, localize it, see what the Titans are going to do, see what the Jags are going to do, see what the Colts are going to do, see what the rest of the league is going to do, and just chill. Wait till day two. And I think Nick and D'Amico are there.
They're telling us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nick tried to say if we trade back in. I don't.
Well, he was covering himself.
I think he's just covering all bases.
D'Amico flat out said we got a group of players. Didn't he say literally? I think he said there's a group of players that we feel. You know, whatever, however you put it, I'm paraphrasing. But I think they're flat out good with it. And I'm good with it. Like, I don't see how you couldn't be.
No, I'm good with it in this situation because the reason that they're not drafting is because they decided to not. But, yeah, that's what it is. On the text line, the 832 says that was for Cashman. Yeah, you're incorrect, buddy. We live this, sir. It was about Neville Hewitt.
Yeah.
But good try. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest. Cashman wasn't quite a tackling machine when he came from the
Jets. No, he wasn't. Yeah. Ultimately, he was.
It was about Neville Hewitt. We remember for a fact. He was up the at over 100 tackles.
Because they signed him.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Yeah. But thanks, Will, actually. Yeah, not true.
Yeah.
That was about Neville Hewitt. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. What do you think the role is of Cal and Hannah at this point? We've come from sell the team, Tommy Boy era Cal, to trusting in Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio warranting trust at a high level. D'Amico Ryan's coming in. What do Cal and Hannah do? Is it just whatever y'all want to do? Figure it out? Do you even have to run it by them anymore?
No.
Tell me who you're drafting.
I think they're a little they're not like overactive in decision making, but I think they want to know everything going on. I you know, a lot of times owners will say, we'll sit down once a week. You tell me what's going on. I mean, general managers and owners, coaches and owners meet regularly. Sometimes it's daily. Sometimes it's weekly, whatever. But a lot of times the owners are just, they just want to know, okay, what are you doing? I think Cal and Hannah.
I don't think they do anything.
Not overstepping their bounds, but they really want to know the details of what's going on.
I don't think so.
I'm not saying they're making, they're influencing decisions. I'm saying I think they want to be intimately involved in this. Like,
see, I think the thing that Cal and Hannah can worry about stuff that they should worry about.
And I think the team is impossible to ignore.
I think the coaching search was the last time where they really got involved.
Yeah.
And they kind of maybe nudged Nick in a direction, which maybe he would have arrived to that conclusion regardless. But I think when it comes to the football decisions, he did it probably to a fault with Bill O'Brien, where he gave Bill O'Brien basically enough rope to hang himself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you have two guys instead of just one king running around being angry and temperamental, I think you can just let them hold down the fort. I don't think that, I think it's basically do and then tell. Now, if they have to spend money or assets, that's another thing. But I think as far as the draft, tell us who you pick, Cole. Tell us who you pick, put us on the phone.
I don't think it's that level. Tell us what you're doing, tell us who you pick, Cole. But I also don't think it's like, well, I think you should, I think, but I think they want to know the details of everything. Like, they were so excited, you mentioned the draft, to be in the back of the room watching it all happen. They weren't influencing it, but I think they were like, God, we got to, this is awesome. We got a front row seat. We got to, we got to see all this minute by minute. Intimately involved in the uniform design, intimately involved in the head coaching search. That doesn't mean they're saying, look, my way or the highway. I think they found a good balance because their personality, especially her, I think Hannah is more like, I want to know everything, that kind of thing. Not like I'm telling you what to do, but I want to know what's going on. I think they're very much involved in like the process in that way. Absolutely. Let's look at their personality.
They're chilling.
There is nothing chill about Hannah McNair.
Draft day, they're chilling.
Tell me anything chill about Hannah McNair.
She's chill sometimes.
She can be chill.
During the draft, they definitely chill.
They're chilling. Yeah, it's relaxed.
But,
they don't
but
care.
But they like being like a part of it, involved in terms of like they're all the information.
Yeah, they're there for support. They have no opinion.
They like to watch Nick work.
They have no opinion on draft. They have no opinion on free agency.
They're not Jerry Jones. But they're also not the owners that sit at home and get a call. Hey, by the way, we're drafting so-and-so. They like to see it happen. They like to be a part of it. That's the difference. I think they're absolutely like to be. And look, by the way, I encourage that. I like that. I like that they're involved. Because if anything does happen where there's conflict or disagreement or something weird is happening, I think they've learned their lessons from trusting too much. That's what it comes down to.
Personalities, though, of D'Amico and Nick, it just doesn't seem like that could go bad.
I think what I just said.
And I've been wrong before on this.
No, I think what I just said is what it really comes down to. They've learned their lessons.
Oh, you're biased.
About. No, it's what I'm. For me, it does. About trusting too much. They trusted too much and got smoked.
But it was one guy.
Yeah, it was more than one guy.
No, I'm saying, well, the POS too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. The POS and O'Brien.
Yeah.
Kind of just let them.
And they learned a rough lesson.
Yeah.
So I think now.
Well, I also think the POS kind of was the master at planning it in someone's head that, hey, this guy's, hey, man.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know about Bill. Mm-hmm. Bill is just, I mean, he's been arguing with guys around and all that. And I've heard him tell this story.
Yeah.
But so I think he was good at like kind of distancing himself at the right time and jumping ship.
It's the old fool.
Much like O'Brien was too. So I honestly think the Easterby O'Brien thing was like, if you don't believe in karma, I think the fact that Jack was kind of the one that was given a little bit of a nudge, even though it was a necessary one. I think it's like the ultimate karma, because I think O'Brien did that a lot too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, I do.
With Rick Gain and all that.
People didn't even like walking by his office.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah. A lot of yelling.
I heard. That they didn't even want to go down that hallway if there was another hallway that could go down. I heard.
Just move to the left.
People say. Yeah, they'd go another direction.
You avoid any offices here?
Nah. Do I? Let me think. My first instinct is, I don't. I don't think so. Yeah.
No offices?
Do you?
Think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I only go just one way.
There's only one direction we generally go.
You can go around. I do prefer going through this, like between the boss lady and Aaron's back. The
route. Yeah.
The back route that way. I don't know about that. I never know what I'm going to see there. Usually empty, but
often empty.
But yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do have like a preferred route.
Yeah. You get into habit.
Yeah. Had a talk with Leroy at the front desk.
Mm hmm.
This morning.
I did too.
Yeah, I had to just tell
Sorry, him. Figgy, but I did.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
look at y'all listening to me.
I had to tell him about the line jump yesterday. That was kind of unnecessary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was an awkward combo, mm-hmm. but yeah. And I told him Figgy said that he doesn't know what we do.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed.
Yeah. I told him that I hated him.
Because he told you happy birthday?
Because he put out an office email.
See, I got to confess.
I said, I hate you, Leroy.
I think you actually like your birthday more than you say.
I really don't like it.
I truly don't like it.
I really don't.
I truly don't.
I literally told Leroy, really I hate don't. You, Leroy.
Figgy's a birthday week guy, though, right?
No, that's fine.
Are you a birthday week guy?
Nah, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
I ain't do a damn thing for my birthday last year, man. It was a regular day.
I'm not passing
you sound
judgment.
Bitter
no posts.
My daughter. Anything. My daughter. Sad. My daughter.
I kind of am, to be honest.
See,
like I don't want to get old, man.
What's the option?
I know. That's why I'm bitter about it. It starts hitting you more when you realize you're the same age. You remember the age you are at when your dad or your parents was that age.
Yeah, you used to think they were so old.
It's like, I remember when my dad was 35.
My daughter has a birthday month. I don't pass judgment.
That's a bad reflection on you.
She's on me.
Yeah, that's bad from you.
She embraces her birthday. She loves it.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's all about that.
That's bad.
I don't. It's fine either way.
So what does her husband have to do for that?
Her husband's kind of the same way.
Yeah, what's he got to do?
Like, I mean, they just like, they go out like two or three times. And
to celebrate the birthday
shop
for the
month? Shop for their birthday present together.
The month?
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Where'd you go wrong?
I didn't go wrong. I got three amazing, truly, by other people's accounts, not mine, amazing kids.
Yeah, they got a birthday month. That takes away from it.
So what? Well, maybe.
Yeah. It's almost like a charge, man. She might as well be a felon. Shout out to the felons out there. Not judging, just saying.
Yeah, we've had some listening for a long time while they're in the big house.
No doubt. Shout out to you. Coming up, let's go around the NFL. Talk about everything going on locally as well as off of the local paper. Round the league next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.